Next item, discussion, presentation on results of the 2019 experimental shrimp fishery. Good day, sir.
Good afternoon. So for those that don't know me, my name is Christopher Davis. I'm not usually up here that often at all. I run our observer program, so a lot of what I do takes place on the water. So I'm going to briefly be talking to you about our results from the 2019 Virginia Experimental Shrimp Fishery. So as most of you all know, we've seen an increased number of reports and observations in shrimp throughout our waters. A lot of people during the summertime catch a lot during cast nets. So because of this, in 2017, we issued one experimental permit to try a new type of shrimp trolling gear. With that, we moved into 2018. We issued two permits, and both of those were on the ocean side of Virginia Beach. And the promising results in 2018 led to a small expansion in 2019, where we moved to four permits in Virginia Beach and two on the eastern shore. The areas that are fished are spatially and temporally limited. So Panea shrimp are not uncommon in Chesapeake Bay. VIMS has been documenting shrimp since 1970s, but they've been accurately collecting them and logging the number since 1991. And NEMAP survey, which goes all along the Atlantic seaboard, has been documenting a shrimp number since 2007. The juvenile trawl survey within VIMS has seen a large increase in the number of shrimp. NEMAP has reported a 155% increase in the number of shrimp collected over the past 4 years. We've seen an increase in larval recruitment from North Carolina spawners. Our waters have been warming. Tides and wind patterns have made it so juvenile recruitment has increased exponentially. So just a brief overview. Spawning takes place offshore off of North Carolina from April to June. The eggs hatch within 24 hours. Once the larvae reach that post-larval stage, they ride flood tides into creeks, so our rivers, into the bay. The juveniles then spend much of the summer throughout the rivers and into Chesapeake Bay. And then once we usually get a cold front and cooling temperatures, the adults migrate offshore to spawn, and that total cycle takes about 6 to 8 months. So here's the VIMS juvenile trawl survey beginning in 1991. And you see we started to see some spikes here and there. Then this past year we had a spike that, if you add up all the years combined from 91 to 2018, it doesn't even equal the number of shrimp that was caught in 2019. And then here's the data from NEMAP. Although they did see a small decrease in the index by biomass, they saw an increase in the number of shrimp. And the key things to look at here, the left side is the spring 2019, so we don't see shrimp along the seaboard. But then in the fall is when all the shrimp show up. They move out of the bays. And the two red dots are the ones to really pay attention to, because the big red one is right out there outside of Virginia Beach where our fishermen fish. And then the other one is right there on the North Carolina-Virginia border. And then we see two of those yellow dots, which are strong biomass markers, right off Cape Charles off the eastern shore on the ocean side, with a little bit less biomass up moving up towards Chincoteague. But you can see throughout the entire our entire waterway, we have large numbers of shrimp congregations. So background on the permits. The dates for Virginia Beach run from October 1 to December 31 when they're allowed to fish. On the eastern shore, it runs from November 1 to December 31. The areas in Virginia Beach is Dam Neck Annex south to the Virginia-North Carolina border, east to the 3 nautical mile limit. And on the eastern shore, it's the Atlantic shoreline due east of Cape Charles, north to the Maryland-Virginia border, east to the 3 nautical mile limit. They're allowed to use a 16-foot beam trawl, which I'll show you, with an improved bycatch reduction device. And the tow durations are not to exceed 30 minutes. They report daily to operations when they're going to be fishing. If an observer is not aboard, they will contact me and let me know how much shrimp they harvested and how much bycatch was discarded. They make monthly mandatory reports of all their shrimp, and harvest of any other managed species is prohibited. So here's what the beam trawls look like. It's a 16-foot wide opening with a trawl net tied to it, and the opening is anywhere from 3 to 4 feet high. You can see on the left-hand side is what's called the bycatch reduction device. It's a triangle hole that allows fish to swim outside of it while still keeping the shrimp inside and reduce the amount of bycatch that is hauled in the net. So as far as regulations, there is absolutely no allowable trawling within Chesapeake Bay, but with the commission's approval, there can be trawling on the ocean side of the eastern shore in Virginia Beach within 3 nautical miles. The diagonal lines is the allowable trawl area within Virginia Beach, and the horizontal lines is the allowed trawling area on the eastern shore. So the results of this past year, we had 87 total trips, 83 off Virginia Beach, 4 off the eastern shore. Over that, we had 9 observer trips over 8 days. On one day, we had 2 observers on 2 different boats. We observed 61 trawls. In 2018, we had 11 observer trips, but within 2019, we actually observed more trawls this past year than we did in 2018. And through that, we saw a shrimp harvest of 62,010 pounds and a bycatch of 26,576 pounds. So we saw almost a little more than a 2-to-1 ratio of shrimp to bycatch. Of that 30% bycatch, it was made 24% of commercially and recreational species of importance and 6 species of other. So on the map, you can see the red dots are all the trips, observed trips that we saw in 2019, and underneath the 2018 are the blue dots. So here's what the catch composition looked like. Obviously, shrimp made up a large portion of that. The second most species that we saw was spot, followed by those unregulated fish species, followed by southern kingfish and gray sea trout. And we saw another 30 different species throughout the entire period of sampling. Here's the daily catch of all the shrimp across the entire time period. The days with the stars are when an observer was on board. Sampling first started in October 1 was when the first trip was made. It really didn't pick up till about the 23rd of October. And a lot of our catch occurs in late October to mid to late November. The Virginia Beach area, the 3 out of the 4 fishermen stopped fishing right there around November 24th. We had 1 fisherman continue fishing in December. We saw a little bit of an uptick again in shrimp with that 1 fisherman. Towards the end of November, shrimp became smaller and we saw less of them. But then they showed back up again just like they did in 2018. So looking at 2018 versus 2019, like I said, shrimp made up 70%, bycatch was 30%. And in order to get that estimated bycatch total, through our observer trips, we knew that 70% and 30% was the ratio. We took whatever the shrimp landings were reported to on days that we weren't on the boat, and we're able to calculate out, based on the total landings, what the possible bycatch was of that. And we also did that for 2018 and saw 44% in 2018 and 56% bycatch. So we saw a much better ratio this year than we did last year. Looking at it as far as harvest per trip, in 2019, even with the increased number of permittees, we saw more shrimp caught per trip than we did in 2018. And that was almost double this year than it was last year. So as far as future considerations, we'd like to complete a thorough review of the commercial harvest and value of shrimp within Virginia, complete an evaluation of bycatch, especially in regards to commercial and recreational species of interest. We'd like to maintain the experimental fishery status, allow for a small incremental annual increase in the number of permits, continue the observer coverage, and maintain both of those temporal components. And so far to date, we have 54 applicants for a possible 2020 season. So this fishery continues to be in desperate want. Everybody wants to get in on it. And almost every single day we're getting a call from another fisherman that wants to be considered to have a permit for next year. And with that, before I take questions, I just want to mention the help of my partner, Hunter Smith, who is out there almost every single day I couldn't do this job without him. And Olivia Phillips, who helped me put all this information for you together for you today.
Great. Good report.
Thank you, sir.
Questions? Dr. Neal. No, you can't have a permit. It's
conflict.
You don't need one.
Yeah, a biology question. You said they go offshore to spawn, mm-hmm. April to June, something mm-hmm. like that, and then the larvae come back into bays. Mm-hmm. And so those guys that I'm catching off my dock and starting in August, they're the ones that were just born this year?
Yes, sir.
All right. Once they spawn out there, is that it for those shrimp? Is that their lifespan? They die? The adults that spawn.
Yes.
So they don't make it back to shore at all?
No.
So those shrimp, that's impressive. Okay.
Yeah, they grow very quickly.
5 millimeters a day.
That is impressive. I learn something here every year, every month. That's good.
You knew how fast that mahi grew, though, didn't you?
I knew how fast mahi grew, but I didn't know the shrimp. I didn't know this was a one-time thing. This is an exciting, exciting fishery. I really appreciate BMRC's care and slowly developing it because it's also a very, very scary fishery. You know, we know what's happened with bycatch in other areas, and we don't want to develop that kind of problem. But I tell you, everybody in Virginia Beach is very excited about this. The locals are very excited about it. The local restaurants are excited about it. They're meeting these boats at the dock. I don't know if this shrimp ever gets to a seafood house. I mean, they're selling it.
There's a number of days where fishermen that go out, they have a line of customers waiting at the dock for them as soon as we get the dock.
You can follow them on Facebook. Mm-hmm. It's all right along the coast. And they go, well, we got them coming in. And, you know, this is really exciting. And I think we're doing it in a good way, and I encourage us to continue to do what you're doing. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Doc. Mr. Ballard?
I think I've heard before, but how did the bycatch numbers for this fishery compare to other species?
So we are far and away extraordinarily under what normal bycatch numbers are. Usually in North Carolina and down south, they average a 1-to-5 bycatch ratio, so 1 pound of shrimp to 5 pounds of bycatch. We're over 2-to-1 shrimp to bycatch.
Nice.
And our fishermen have done an extraordinarily good job there. They've moved to a larger bycatch reduction device because even though there's a chance of losing more shrimp, they know they're avoiding more bycatch by increasing the size of those bycatch reduction devices.
Good deal. Ms. Arvin?
The spike, I think you showed in 2018, the dramatic spike that you said out-tempoed all mm-hmm. the other spikes, or maybe it's 2019. that is warmer water. I think the three things that you said were warmer water circulation and wind.
Yeah,
and
so.
Is that going to continue, do you think? Which of those was a factor in this big bump?
I think we're going to continue to see an increase in the number of shrimp. We've seen it, you know, we continue to see a larger increase. I think warmer waters are having an impact on that. Whether this is, you know, a couple-year thing or not is still to be seen, but every single year we see more and more promising results of shrimp within our waters. And so far to date, we're still seeing shrimp in the York River. I was talking to Troy Tucky from VIMS. They're still catching shrimp within their juvenile trawl survey. We're seeing striped bass with shrimp in their stomach contents, so they're feeding on them. I've been out with commercial spiny dogfish fishermen the last 2 weeks, and we've had shrimp antennas hanging out of spiny dogfish. So they're still hanging within our waters.
Further questions? Great report. Thank you,
sir.
Thank you for the hard work out there in those wonderful conditions.
Yeah.